So I'm down here with Pippa Funnell, who's just finished her test on Billy Beware. Pippa, talk to your test. Were you happy?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I yesterday he's been quite lit up, as in so pleased to be at a big party again, and his eyes have been out on stalks. And so I just thought I'd better give him enough work, because yesterday he didn't know the meaning of immobility in his halt. So I thought I better do enough with him, and I took him for a bit of a canter and a bit of a jolly this morning. And then up here this afternoon, I think probably I overdid the work by sort of 5-10 minutes, but I think swings and roundabouts, like I got the immobility in the halts, but I didn't quite just get enough engagement and jump and dance for the changes, so that's why they weren't so good, which is annoying and very costly. But I couldn't be happier with his attitude coming in here after so long.
You know. How long was it? Was he last here 4 years ago, would it be?
Yeah. And it's just really annoying that he was ready to come the last 2 years, but I wasn't.
And what do you think of the course that that Eric's produced?
I think it's pretty serious. I mean, there's a lot. You could say, I bet we say the same thing year after year, don't we? Badminton, it's big, it's scopey. I think one of the huge factors is going to be the ground, actually. I think it is. And in some ways, if it is sticky, I hope people just throw away the stopwatches and ride on feel. But yeah. I think we know a lot more after the first 10 horses have been, but it's, you know, just generally walking around and riding around in the park. It is soft underfoot, you know, it really is, and that could just mean horses are getting tired. And obviously with him, he's a big jumping horse. I don't doubt his scope. He's got all the scope in the world, but it's, I have to be honest, he's lacking match practice. I spoke to the owners, and he's such a big scopey horse. That's why we felt we wanted to bring him back here, not take him to a 3-star somewhere and take a chance. And hopefully he'll be good, and I'll set out and have a go.
Have a crack. Good stuff.
It's great. It's really like William Fox put a nice head at Belton. We said at Belton on our young horses, we said we really want to have a clear round. That's all we want to do, is have a clear round. And then we discussed about coming here, and we just both said, well, there are not going to be so many more years that we get to Badminton, so why don't we just go and enjoy it?
Don't believe it. There's plenty of people older than don't crack. Keep going.
So we're here. I've got to keep going because I've got some nice young ones too.
Exactly. And nice to have a horse here with a Billy prefix in front of it again, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice. And yes, I've got to stretch my legs a bit and do a bit of weightlifting between now and then, so I can wagon him round, because he's a big one to wagon.
Good boy.
And then, yeah, anything he does well will be done to him, and anything he does badly will be done to me. So
good. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.